This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Grinnell, Kansas, or close to there. I'm visiting with our Northwest Kansas correspondent, Chad Wolf. And Chad, I guess you're just about done with your wheat.
At least in this area, things are starting to wrap up. I guess personally for me, we've been wrapped up for several days on a few acres, the few acres we do plant. But yeah, by and large, at least in this area, things starting to kind of wind down a little bit. The acres that are out there kind of a little tough to bring into town with some morning showers, it seems like every morning, and some thunderstorms maybe in the evening, and overall just kind of high humidity levels. But I'm sure that's taken a little bit of an effect on test weights and so on and so forth. But for the most part, the crop in this area is standing pretty well, and certainly don't have the weed disaster that we did last year, so that's not a concern for a while yet. And I would assume with any extended period of time, things would be wrapping up, at least in this area here shortly. Other parts of the area, it's a little more hit and miss. No, a little bit more rain up, especially along that Highway 36 corridor. So I would expect some cutting to still be going on up there, and might for quite a while with some muddy field conditions. But by and large, things actually starting to wind down just a little bit.
Chad, how's the quality been on the wheat?
Kind of the folks I've talked to are very impressed, even the elevators, with the quality. We're seeing some good protein levels. I made the comment to somebody, it's rare to see some of these higher yielding fields with that kind of test weight. So test weights have been strong, proteins have been strong, just overall quality has been pretty remarkable this year.
What kind of yields have you been seeing?
I think yields are across the board, right here where we set, northern Gove County, southern Sheridan County, some pretty impressive yields around here. Other parts of the area, it's a little more hit and miss, and I think I visited with you earlier this morning. It was all about getting the crop up this fall or not getting the crop up this fall. Anywhere we had issues getting the crop up last fall, the yields are significantly decreased, where areas that we did get the crop up, things are quite a bit better in those areas. It's kind of hard to blanket statement yields around Northwest Kansas. I would just say better than expected, but that depends on what your perspective was. If you weren't expecting to cut anything and you cut 20 bushel wheat, and there's a lot of stories like that out there, then that's better than expected. And then obviously there's some cases where guys thought they would be cutting maybe 60 bushel wheat, and they were looking at more yields in the 70 and 80 bushel range.
Did you have any hail across this area?
Oh, there's been a few scattered storms here and there. By and large, this year we haven't quite seen that hail outbreak that we did last year that covered a lot of areas. And obviously, there's some isolated spots clear throughout Northwest Kansas where we've seen some hail, including just here the last several nights with some pretty strong winds being reported around Northwest Kansas. But I would call hail damage in most of Northwest Kansas average or maybe even less than normal years.
It looks like you're kind of heading into a hot, dry period, possibly, and the rains that you've been seeing, obviously not enough to really have much of an effect on the crop.
I'm glad you asked, and yeah, we're starting to run out of, we got some good chances in the next several days, but you kind of get beyond that. We're seeing those warm temperatures come back into the forecast, and we're starting to run out of those rain chances. And yeah, Northwest Kansas as a whole kind of could use a good rain, a big rain. Going clear back to this spring, there's a lot of locations in Northwest Kansas. They've seen some rain, but they never seen anything more than an inch at one time. I know I mentioned on my report, I think that was yesterday, but I think it was Friday night, that the Winona-Oakley area finally picked up one good big rain that was over an inch, or at least towards an inch, and that hadn't been the case pretty much all this year. So some of these smaller rains have definitely carried us through, have gotten things kind of to where we are today, but especially with this warmer weather coming up, we're in need of a good one ahead of it for sure.
Well, thank you, Chad. I've been visiting with Chad Wolf, our Northwest correspondent on KFRM, and this is Jim Wingert.